Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this service for the sixth Sunday of Easter. Whether you're watching on Zoom or on Facebook or joining us on the telephone, welcome to St. George's and St. Cyr's churches. It's lovely to see lots of faces on the screen in front of me. Today, we'll be looking forward in our service a bit to Ascension Day on Thursday and then to Pentecost 10 days later. We're coming towards the end of the Easter season and to the time when we begin to think about Jesus returning to his Father in heaven and then sending the Holy Spirit to be our inspiration and our guide. So that will come in our gospel reading and parts of our service. But it's also Rogation Sunday today. As you probably know, the word comes from the Latin word rogare, to ask, and it's traditionally a time when Christians processed around the parish asking for God's blessing on the crops. But in recent years, that's been extended, you know, with less of an agricultural society, for us to pray for all work, but also particularly to pray for us to be good stewards of God's creation. I expect, like me, you've been especially grateful to God for the beauty of creation this spring. There's something about being locked down that makes you appreciate all the beauty of nature even more. Lots of people have talked about the bird song and the beauty of the spring flowers, and certainly I've really noticed that this year. And as we are aware of how lucky we are to live in the Cotswolds in the spring, we are also conscious of our responsibility to safeguard and care for creation, which, as we know, is being threatened by global warming and pollution and loss of biodiversity. Of course, at the moment, our skies are free of planes and there's much less pollution from cars. But sadly, the problem has not gone away. And in the midst of all the worries of the current pandemic, which, of course, are preoccupying us, we have to remember that there is this other global emergency that we also have to tackle. And our Acts reading today actually includes a call for repentance. And I think we do need to have a sort of corporate repentance in terms of the environment and what we're doing to it. And so later in our service this morning, Martin Gregg is going to be speaking to us just for a little while about St. George's particular initiative on climate change, what we're trying to do our bit to tackle climate change, which is that we're working with the Christian charity Arosha to work through their awards scheme, and we're hoping to be able to apply for our bronze award, the first one, fairly soon. And we'll also be praying for creation and for our part in it in our prayers today. And I'm going to use the collect instead of the collect written on your service sheet. I'm actually going to use the collect for Rogation Sunday, which again calls for a prayer for creation. We'll begin our service now with the beautiful Easter hymn, Ye Choirs of New Jerusalem. And so we begin with the greeting. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And we pray together the prayer of preparation as we come into God's presence this morning. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Jesus Christ, risen Master and triumphant Lord, we come to you in sorrow for our sins and confess to you our weakness and unbelief. In a moment's silence, let us bring before our Heavenly Father all those things in the past that we need him to know. Like Mary at the empty tomb, we fail to grasp the wonder of your presence. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Like the disciples behind locked doors, we're afraid to be seen as your followers. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Have mercy. Like Thomas in the upper room, we are slow to believe. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Before I say the words of the collect, we're going to have a short time now for our own particular prayers, anything that we need to bring before God this morning, whether it's something to do with the pandemic or our friends and relations or our own particular needs, or perhaps something about the environment and about creation. So just a few moments for our own particular prayers, and then I will say the collect for Rogation Sunday. God, our Father, you never cease the work you have begun, and prosper with your blessing all human labour. Make us wise and faithful stewards of your gifts, that we may serve the common good, maintain the fabric of our world, and seek that justice where all may share the good things you pour upon us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. So we'll now have our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles.
Then Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, To an unknown God. What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you, the God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything. Since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor, he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As even some of your own poets have said, for we too are his offspring. Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of mortals. While God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will have the world judged in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you very much, Jane. So as we think about those final words in our reading, that assurance that God has given to us all by raising Jesus from the dead, we're going to now give thanks to God for the resurrection in the words of the Easter hymn, Jesus Lives. And now we say together the words to welcome the gospel. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. Give thanks to the Lord. He is good. The love of the Lord knows no ending. Sons of Israel say his love has no end. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Jesus, in today's gospel reading, introduces the reality of the Holy Spirit and the impact that it will have on our lives and the apostles' lives after Jesus ascends to the Father. Jesus indicates that from the moment the Holy Spirit descends upon the apostles, it will be a part of them and control their lives. He will in fact be with them as he was before, but they won't see him, but he will always be there. This is the introduction to the concept of the Trinity. God in three persons. Many people have difficulty understanding the concept of the Trinity, and it is an area where faith plays an important part. Love is an emotion that almost all of us will have experienced. It is an immensely strong feeling that can drive and motivate people like nothing else. Love of country that can sometimes end up by being killed on the battlefield. Love for another person, which very often appears more acute when that person is away from you than when they are with you. As many of us know, as it is happening now due to the coronavirus, it is a real pain in our hearts. Love of a child, which many people call unconditional love. However, to me, all real love is unconditional because love is pure and seeks no reward. The love shown by nurses and doctors of their fellow human beings, especially so in these times when they regularly put their own lives in danger. Love is indeed a hugely strong emotion. However, we can't see it. We can't feel it. However, we know it exists in us. It can lead us to do the right thing, and pure love can never lead us into doing harm. The Holy Spirit is also something that we can't touch or feel, but like love, it can lead, guide, motivate, and inspire us to do great things. The will of God. Through love, momentous achievements can be made. People everywhere are driven by love. The Holy Spirit is a gift from God. It is God within us. As Christ told his disciples in today's gospel, on the day you receive the Holy Spirit, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. The Holy Spirit is love personified. So if we have faith and belief, we can go forward with love and the Holy Spirit in our hearts and achieve great things. Amen.
We'll just have a few moments of quiet now to reflect on that sermon. And now we come to the moment where we affirm our faith again in the words of the Creed. And so we say together, we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven and was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in the Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As I mentioned at the beginning, on this Rogation Sunday, Martin Gregg is now going to tell us a bit more about the Echo Church Award and the steps that we are taking towards it.
Thank you, Sophia. We thought it was appropriate to give a short presentation today, as it is Rogation Sunday, as Sophia said in the introduction, which was traditionally about asking God to bless the crops. And traditionally, Rogation-tide services were also held outside. And it's interesting in these challenging times, beset by coronavirus, that we've enjoyed Zoom services from Fiona and Andrew's gardens, from the churchyard, and seen views of our beautiful countryside. And we celebrate God's wonderful creation and remind ourselves of how much we depend on the crops in the field. However, it's also a time to repent of the harm we have done and are doing to our planet through the neglect and exploitation of our environment. It's also worth remembering that one of the Anglican Communion's five marks of mission is, and I quote, to strive to safeguard the integrity of creation and sustain and renew the life of the earth. You may remember an article I wrote for the Church magazine back in February that talked about our first steps in preparing our commitment to developing St. George's as an eco-church. Eco-church is an initiative promoted by Arosha, a Christian charity working for the protection and restoration of the natural world. And it was set up as a response to the biblical mandate to care for the earth and a demonstration of the Christian hope for God's world. And the slide that you can see in front of you gives some of the important background about Eco Church and its mission. Next slide, please, Andrew. The practical core of EcoChurch is a survey looking at all aspects of our church life, as you can see from this second slide. Talks about worship and teaching, management of church buildings, management of church land, community and global engagement, and lifestyle. And it really goes to the heart of what we're about as a church. And although surveys may often seem rather dry, this one is definitely sets out to challenge us. Each one of these five categories has a number of questions, some easy to tick and others somewhat more challenging. There are nearly 100 questions in all, and depending on how we are able to answer the questions, we can be eligible for bronze, silver or gold awards. And if you are interested, you'll be able to find much more information on the St. George's website and Facebook pages. Since February, Richard, Gareth and I have been looking at the survey and talking with members of the church who have different responsibilities for its mission and management. And we've been quite modest so far in how we have assessed ourselves, but I can say that we're well on the way to gaining a bronze award. And although some of our plans have been rather put on the back foot because of the COVID-19 pandemic, our target is definitely to achieve a bronze award by the beginning of September. We've already achieved the grade in the worship and teaching, buildings and community categories. So we've got a little bit more work to do, but we're kind of well on the way. And the next slide, please, Andrew. So although I've talked quite a lot about the EcoChurch survey, it's really important to stress that our commitment isn't just to a tick box exercise. It's about challenging our culture as a church, as families and as individuals. And it's about how we can all take practical steps to care for God's wonderful creation in our everyday lives. Richard, Gareth and I have been charged by Fiona and the PCC to carry this work forward as a small working group. And we have quite a few exciting ideas about how we can do this, including work with Cam Hopton School and the Cubs to develop projects in the churchyard. However, we don't want to do this all on our own. Ultimately, this is something for the whole church family. Everybody has a role to play. Having said that, if you would like to join the working group, please talk to Richard, Gareth or me. And we'd especially welcome people who are interested in one or other of the five EcoChurch themes. If you'd like to hear more about some of the practical ideas we have for bringing all this to life and really developing St. George's as an EcoChurch, or indeed, if you have ideas of your own, please do join me and other members of the team for Zoom coffee after church at 10:30. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Martin. So now we come to a time of prayer, and we'll hold in our prayers some of those issues that Martin has just been talking about. The response to our prayers this morning is, when I say, Lord, in your mercy, the answer is, hear our prayer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. So let us pray. Loving God, creator and redeemer, you made us in your image and called us in Christ to be instruments of your just and gentle rule. Help us to take seriously our duty of stewardship of the earth, to find ways to cut carbon, to reduce waste and pollution, and to preserve the beauty and variety of the natural world that you have made. Give us, even at this time when we are facing the emergency of a pandemic, a sense that environmental change is also an emergency that we need to face up to. Bless the Echo Church initiative and all involved with it in our churches. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator God, we thank you for the wonderful diversity of the animal kingdom. Help us to preserve endangered species in the wild and prevent habitats from being destroyed. We hold before you in sadness the burning of the Amazon rainforest, the bleaching of coral, the marine animals trapped in discarded nets or poisoned by plastic. Give us a respect for all life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving Lord, we thank you for the commitment of so many young people to tackling climate change. And at this time of pandemic, we pray especially for all children and young people in education. We hold before you all teachers and school staff as schools prepare to reopen for some. Bless all young people anxious about their future and those who are missing public exams. And guide all staff worried about the arrangements for distancing and safety. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Risen Lord, we thank you for the assurance and confidence your resurrection gives us. Be with all those suffering at this time from the coronavirus and other illnesses, and also with all health workers and others who risk their own safety for the sake of others. Give comfort to all who mourn, especially those who have been unable to attend the funerals of those they love. Hold in your loving arms all who have died this week, both in this country and around the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless the earth, O Lord. Guide us into a sustainable future and help us to share the fruits of the world fairly. As we come to the end of Christian Aid Week, we ask you to protect those in developing countries most vulnerable to the effects of climate change, and to help us and others to learn to walk more gently upon the earth. Bring your resurrection life, life in all its fullness, to the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of the Church, hear our prayer and make us one in heart and mind to serve you with joy forever. Amen. And we draw our prayers this morning together now in the words of the Lord's Prayer, which we'll say together. Rejoicing in God's new creation, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And now we come to the peace, as we remember the peace which Christ brought to his disciples and the peace that he brings to us. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then they were glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia. The peace of the risen Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Give them a wave, Roger.
We can't.
Nice to see you all waving. So many friendly faces. It's lovely. So we're nearly at the end of our service, but some notices to give out. You can find notices on the end of the order of service. Can you hear me now? Yes. We can find notices on the order of service, which you have a link to. Just a few to highlight. There's a request to sign up and pray for the Gloucester Royal Hospital and for the wider NHS, and also a request for help with Christian teaching materials in prison. There's also a link to a marriage course, which Fiona is recommending, and a note that this week, instead of the Bible study and prayer time on a Wednesday, we'll be having a service on Ascension Day, which is Thursday at 7:30 in the evening via Zoom. So Thursday, not Wednesday, and it's Ascension Day. Also, Carrie is doing a sponsored walk. She's doing 21,000 steps around her home in aid of guide dogs for the blind. So please do think about sponsoring her. Again, there's a link so you can do that on the order of service. And anyone who would like to help with Echo Church, please do get in touch with Martin. And I think there'll be more chance to talk to him at our coffee morning, which will happen as usual at 10:30. So in just a little while after this service.
Can I interrupt?
Yes.
Sorry. Just another couple of notices which I thought of this morning. We have now got a WhatsApp group for St George's. Stinchcombe have been kind of ahead of this, and as a village they have a WhatsApp group that they use quite a lot, and we thought we would quite like a sort of social St George's WhatsApp group open to kind of St George's and the wider kind of friends, and so if you would like to be part of that, you can contact me or Andrew, and then we kind of like do that thing and we can kind of invite you into the group. We've already had lovely photographs shared on it, a homemade pizza. I was desperate for some buttons because I've been knitting, crocheting some things for NHS workers with masks and things. Anyway, and got 82 buttons sent, dropped off in my porch, thanks to Francis. So it's already blessed people. So if you'd like to be part of that, I know WhatsApp isn't for everybody, but it is just a really quick way of sharing stuff. And Derek's got a couple of books. Actually, I should ask him first, but he has got a couple of books that he'd like to kind of like pass on now he's read during lockdown, and Ian Child books. So yeah, that sort of thing. So if you want to be part of that, do let me know. And I would want to endorse the work of Echo Church. It's great initiative. And if that's your thing, to care for the environment, it would be great to have a few more on that group. And finally, Thy Kingdom Come is a global initiative. So the Archbishop of Canterbury, across the Anglican Communion, but also across many churches, that starts on the 21st of May. And you can download an app onto your phone. If you've got children, there is an amazing interactive map. And even if you haven't got children, it's a really fun game to have a look at. So go onto your app store and put in Thy Kingdom Come. And there's various apps. There's an app to kind of get you on board. There's an app for daily prayer, which I think we'll be using going forward for the 10 days of Thy Kingdom Come, when we do morning prayer going forward from the 21st of May. So I do commend such a good prayer initiative. And while we're all locked down and we have a bit more time to pray, then this is a way of kind of like helping direct that prayer and to be praying together. So I do commend that to you. Sorry to interrupt.
Not at all, thank you. So we're now ready to sing our final hymn, To God Be the Glory, as we thank God for the wonderful gift of his Son. And perhaps we could also think about thanking God for the wonderful gift of creation. So To God Be the Glory. And so now a blessing for us all as we go out into the week ahead. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen. With a risen life of Christ within you, go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's nothing.